You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Words can inspire, words can enrage, words can move us beyond. This is Speaking of Poetry with Ms. Vernell, heard only on Talktainment Radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Speaking of Poetry. I'm Ms. Vernell, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard.
Robert Johnson's guitar to Lance Armstrong's bicycle. Most folk, they gonna be just fine with you claiming you did not know. People, they ain't be expecting us inanimate objects talk, let alone share our owner's most deepest, darkest secrets. But just between us, you can tell me. After your rider made his deal, you knew he different. Well, I knew Robbie J weren't same after he go down Crossroads, meet up with the devil. If I did not know grain of his fingerprints as well as I know grain of my own body, I swear, different man have his hands on me. Before, he pluck, fumble, virgin with a brawl latch, clueless on how to unlock my sound. After, fingers flew across my strings, lightning precision, quick, but somehow waited, felt heavy-handed when he grasped my neck. Funny thing, though. I assumed he'd be lighter after making such a deal. 21 grams. Supposed difference between the weight of a man living and the weight of a man dead. Same 21 grams lost on a living man, that is pounds gained. You felt this? Come on, bicycle. After your riders start doping, he put his hands on your handlebars, feet on your pedals, seat to your seat. Two of you go dancing cross highway, more intimate than lovers, you knew. He different, heavy-hearted, clouded conscious, lies he told resting thick on shoulders. You knew Sunday afternoon joyrides thing of the past. He write you now like he made you. Bicycle, you did not come into existence until he put his frame on your frame. I know, Robbie J did same to me. He hear a song once, pick me up, play it back, perfect. Everyone, every city marveling over his technique. Question if he played graveyards at midnight. Asking what pack he make, like they be asking what steroids, what enhancing drugs, what illegal training your rider be doing to unlock your inner workings with such mastery. How his feet now whip your pedals. Lightning precision, quick, but somehow waited. Come on now. You, unburden yourself with me. Realize I ask, cause I already know. 21 grams gone, you assumed he be lighter, but oh, ain't it interesting how heavy a man feel once he sell his soul.
All right. I am Miss Vernell. That is Gina Blaurock.
What's up?
Hey, lady, yeah. Poet, all yeah. that. I know.
Yeah.
That was one of Gina's awesome poems that she performed at the National Poetry Slam in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And today, Gina and I will be giving our own personal recap.
Right.
Of the major international event.
Yeah.
So that was one of her poems, Robert Johnson's guitar to Lance Armstrong's bicycle.
Right.
I always want to switch it up.
Oh, okay.
Robert Johnson's bicycle and Lance Armstrong's guitar. But those would be some powerful drugs if Lance Armstrong was now riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Or a guitar. See how I'm mixing it all up?
I know.
Yeah. Ah.
Maybe that's what people did in their heads when they heard me do it at Nationals. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love I'm proud of myself that I wrote that poem.
Yes.
Is it all right to say that you love your own poems?
Yes.
I love that poem. And it did not get the score that I expected it to get.
Yeah.
And I think at our night, people who come to our night reward creativity and cleverness.
Right.
And that's not what was happening at Nationals.
Not this year.
It was not the year of the poem.
Yeah, no. It was the year of the pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If your poem was being performed by more than one person.
Right, if you could have the ability to speak in unison.
Yeah.
And or if you
loudly.
Could beatbox and have somebody sing while you gave off some stats and facts about something.
Somebody sounds a little bitter, Gina.
Just a little.
Bitter Blaura.
Yeah. I am a little bitter.
That's okay. You can share your bitterness with us today on Speaking of Poetry. Well, yeah. So first off, shout outs are due.
Right, exactly.
Right.
To Cambridge and to Boston.
To Boston. Somerville was the other town that hosted some of the events. I need to give a huge, huge shout out to Simone Beaubien, who was the host city chair person. Who planned it for the second time in 3 years.
Right.
Which is insane.
Very few hiccups, I think.
Right, right.
Mean,
in terms of the smoothness of it.
Right, right.
And there was a special app that we could download to our phones to tell us where we needed to be, you know, so we can, and we can, like, pick our own events that we want to go to, and then it will prompt us for our own events. And not just the bouts, but during the day, there were day events. So
right,
shout out to her.
Right, and you could schedule it, and your phone would beep, alarm would go off when it was time for you to be there.
Right, send a notification. You know, I asked for my notifications to come an hour ahead of time because it took about that long to get anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You had to do your pre-travel before you could start traveling.
Exactly. Exactly. So shout out to them. Shout out to PSI, Poetry Slam Incorporated.
Yeah.
We had the executive director, Carrie Warbler, here with us on Speaking of Poetry prior to the event.
Yeah.
And she's fantastic.
Very efficient.
Very efficient.
I like the idea of having all the forms
filled
out. That you can just turn them in when you get there.
Right, so shout out to Emily Rose with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all three of those ladies, I like to point out, ladies, are also poets.
Right.
So in the middle of all this administrative things, they are having to also find time for their creative selves. So,
right, and people do make jokes about creative people not being able to pull off administrative type tasks,
right,
or things like adding,
right,
and they did it very well.
They did
very
shout
great
out.
Balance between left and right brain going on.
Right. So shout out to those ladies. And speaking of ladies, I need to shout out some more ladies.
Our teammates.
Yes, on our Gina and I were on the same team, the Writer's Block team, and there were two other ladies that were joined us on that team. That would be Alexis Ruel Mitchell and
Louise Robertson.
Yes, Weezy. both of who are great friends of Speaking of Poetry, and so I think. I did not hear of another all-woman team.
As far as I know, no. Yeah. I saw one team that was a five-person team.
And had one dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if they only had a four-person team and he was the fifth person?
And they left him at home. Then they would have been an all-woman team like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But Slam at that level is so male-dominated.
It is.
You know, I was very proud to show up.
Having an all-male team is nothing new.
It's very common.
It's kind of expected, almost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I was very excited to have all the ladies with me there. It was really, really fantastic. So shout out to them. I also need to shout out three other teams, you know, because, you know, Gina, with Ohio being our home.
Right.
There were three other Ohio teams that were there, you know. So first, I need to send a special shout out to Lake Effect Poetry Slam. Coming out of Cleveland.
Yes.
Because I did not get to hear any of their...
No, because their bouts were the same time as ours.
Exactly. And so there was some really awesome people on that team. I need to shout out Akeem Rollins and Ariana McCall and Christine Howie.
Yeah.
Woo, and let me put a pin in her and come back.
Right.
And then Ciara Lee. And so they were fantastic. I had to put a pin with Christine Howie because she ended up performing a poem. And even though her team did not get to advance to semifinals or finals, someone on the secret committee that goes out and listens to all the poetry felt like her poem was very well written and deserving a spotlight on the final stage.
Right.
And so she got up there and performed that poem. And I am telling you, it took my breath away.
Right. There were a lot of people crying.
Oh, yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... and it was basically a poem about being a much younger person transitioning from being a man into being a woman, and the bumps, the speed bumps along the way, and then having this moment, you know, in an otherwise terrifying moment, but then having this moment where someone just treats her like a lady and just what that meant to her. And I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. I wanted to throw something at her on stage. But that's a good thing.
Right, like a shoe.
Yeah, or some keys or something.
Yeah.
That's what we do at Writer's Block, is throw keys when a poem is good. But she may, being from Cleveland, she may not have known what that meant.
Well, I say shoes because a king has thrown a shoe before.
Yes, yes.
Since your poem had shoes in it,
yes,
it would be very apropos.
And that's the other thing that I liked about the poem. It had shoes in it, and I like shoes. That's all I'm saying. Gina, can you hold it right there for 1 minute? The Children's Hour with Faye Ray. The multi-talented Faye Ray is the host for the Children's Hour, a fun-filled hour of children tales, poems, short stories, live interviews, best-selling children's authors, and a whole lot more. Remember, we are all children at heart. Heard Fridays exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Yeah, so shout out to Lake Effect. Also need to shout out Righting Wrongs, the other team that represented Columbus. We didn't get to see any of their bouts.
Once again, scheduled at the same time
as us and Lake Effect, all three of us.
They weren't allowing us to see each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But shout out to them. They represented well. They actually made it to the semifinal.
Yeah, they were in third place after... the prelims.
Yeah.
They won both of their prelims.
Yeah. So they made it into semifinals, where I understand they represented very, very well. And then, but they did not make it to finals, but that's okay.
Right.
You know, yeah, they made it to semifinals, which is the second time that they've made, Righting Wrongs has made it to semifinals.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And then the other shout out is the fourth Ohio team.
This is my favorite shout out.
You know, I know.
Because this team.
Yes.
Just had a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah.
From my perspective.
Yes.
Like they were enjoying every single second of it.
Yes.
There were no mad mugs.
Right.
Stomping around town.
Giving love to the other teams. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And that is Queen City Poetry Slam representing Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
That Queen City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so shout out to them. Those guys were fantastic.
They were.
Yeah, they were awesome. We actually got a chance to see their second bout.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a chance to see their second bout. It
lined
up.
It was right after ours.
Yeah,
in the same venue.
Right, right. And so that worked out very well to our benefit in seeing them. And it was just, and I loved rooting for them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all.
And they were rooting for other people. They were always front row center.
Absolutely.
Every time I saw them anywhere.
Yeah, just laughing and having a good time. They came out to our second bout, which was in the nether regions of that area of Cambridge, Boston, and Somerville. I don't even know if it was in one of those cities.
I'm not even certain.
It was in another
college called Lesley.
Right.
University.
That kind of like, it looked like it kind of like poured out of like Harvard.
I don't know.
But one minute we were on that campus and the next minute we were on Harvard's campus. I don't know. But it was at Lesley University. It was, you know, when we went there, when we were trying to find it, I wasn't even sure if we were still in Massachusetts. It was so far away from everything else. But so shout out to Queen City for journeying all the way out there. But yeah, they were the fun-loving team.
Yeah.
They were the fun-loving team. And that's what it's all about.
Right.
Going to share some good poems, hear some good poems, and have a really good time. Right. Learn and grow.
And so they were rooting for everybody. Like, they were on the same team as everybody else. I mean, it was just, it's fantastic.
What happened to you?
I got a little beklempt. I know how fantastic I thought they were.
Right.
Audience members.
Exactly.
Just, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, Gina.
Yes.
I would like to share one of the poems that I shared at this event. Oh my goodness. This is called Why You Must Go. Try not to be mad at me. I can't make this situation go away, so I am keeping my husband, and like a piece of furniture, I am shipping you to California. Because I love you. You are precious cargo. When you and Cousin Bev stop for gas and food, keep your head down. Don't make eye contact with folk unnecessarily. It is a long way from Danville, Kentucky to the West Coast. The Deep South ain't no place for a woman and a girl to be traveling alone. It is 1957, and things are kind of sticky for us in those parts. Avoid crosses ablaze. Avoid eye contact with white boys. They will think you are one of them, and when they find out you are not, for your involuntary charade, you will pay with your life. Send me a postcard from every state you pass through in case I have to find what's left of you. Try not to be mad at me. You have become so beautiful in your teenage years, more than me and our mama. My husband agrees. That's why he stares at you. Why his hugs linger for longer than a breath. You say he pinned you between his body and the side of the tool shed. You say he tried to pinch your breast like trying to milk old Grace out in the barn. It is not that I don't believe you. You must go because I do believe you. When mama went to be the living help for them white folk, they didn't want no teenage mulatto living in their house, no matter how light you are. She left you in my care with 20 years between me and you. She thought I could handle it. Try not to be mad at me. What do you want me to do? Tell him to go on and get? I'd be blasting a hole in the bottom of my own boat. Me and him got two boys together. We got this house. I got you. Ain't gonna be no job giving this black woman enough money to pay for all of that. Try not to be mad at me. California will be good for you. Get to know Cousin Bev. She progressive. Make friends in your new high school. And for heaven's sake, girl, learn to make your own money. And remember, little sister, ain't none of this your fault. You just a kid. It's grown folks who transgress.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I like your sound effects, Gina.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, so that was one of the poems that I performed at the National Poetry Slam in our second bout, I think. And so I was wanted to share that here as we do a little recap. So, yeah. And so I will say this, is that Gina had a little bitterness about how her poem scored, the one that she just shared.
Right.
You know, but you know what? I take the lumps, Gina, and it's like it's a team. It's a team effort. It's a team sport. So whatever happens with the team is what happens with the team. And so I'm okay. I wish that poem I shared got a higher score too, but in the round it did okay. You know,
but overall it did. Yeah. It had a very competitive score.
Yeah.
For the whole bout.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So the first thing in terms of recap that I need to talk about is the Rookie Open Mic.
Fantastic.
That is before any of the competition starts. It's only for poets. Only for poets. Hey. I'm going to hold that idea right there and get back to that in a second. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the a.m., Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there. I got more with my recap up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone. TalkTainment Radio, we go where you go.
Look out, automobiles, here we come. Now that's radio, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Attending career fairs is a great way to find job leads. You can meet potential employers and ask questions about their company. Just try not to get distracted by all the freebies. Keep your eyes on the real prize, and you might get a few interviews.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Miss Rennell on Speaking of Poetry with my guest co-host Gina Blaurock.
That's me.
Yes, you may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Gina, we are in the middle of our recap of the greatness that was the National Poetry Slam. And I was just getting ready to talk about the Rookie Open Mic.
Oh, yes.
It is the first really event of the first reading of the whole event. It is not a competitive bout. It's an open mic for people who are competing at the National Poetry Slam for the very first time. So shout out to the two rookies that was on our team, Alexis and Louise, who performed marvelously.
And to the host of that Harlem 125.
Yes, Harlem 125.
Mr. Five.
Right.
Who did a fantastic job of expediting 50 rookies.
Right.
In two and a half hours.
In 2.5 hours.
On the mic.
Exactly. And I listened to...
And still had time to be silly in between each
poet. And I listened to 49 of those poems.
I heard every single last one of them.
Well, I needed a bathroom break.
Yeah. It's 2.5 hours. That will happen.
Right. And it did not feel like that many poems.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did not. And some of those poets who were there, I was seeing them throughout the week, quoting their poems to them, quoting their poems back to them. You know, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was efficient. He was fun. He was engaging. I think he made people feel a whole lot more comfortable about being at the tournament.
Right.
And just to give you the size and scope of the tournament, this year it was 70 teams representing, you know, the United States, Canada. Of course, you know, Hawaii is a part of the United States, but that's a journey to travel.
It is.
That's a journey. It's a jaunt. And we didn't have any of the French.
Yeah, the French didn't have a team this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always known
the French
them
contingent.
To have a team.
Yeah. The French delegation was not there this year. So I was really sad about that, you know. But I know they've been getting things off the ground over there with Poetry Slam, and they're having their French national slams and all kinds of stuff like that. So, you know, shout out to them. But yeah. So it was just really, so that Rookie Open Mic was very, very good. Very good.
Right.
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to also J.W. Baz.
Fantastic MC at the bouts that we saw
my
him
good.
At.
Exactly. Yeah. We saw him at. He was fantastic. And MCing is so important because they are the ones that set the tempo for the room and everything. They keep the energy up in the room, keep the judges popping their scores up in a timely fashion, you know, in addition to making sure that everything runs smoothly, working with timekeepers, scorekeepers, bout managers, you know, the venue itself. I mean, and he was one of the best, one of the best that I saw. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And engaging the audience without showing bias towards, because I've been in bouts where the MC will mention something from the previous person's poem,
and that's a little bias.
It is, even though they've done it to mine before.
It can sway judges unfairly.
It can.
Absolutely,
it can make them dislike the poem.
Absolutely,
or like it even more.
Right,
but Jay Baz could, I don't know, he could just had the ability to engage the audience in a way where it was a little bit like he was picking on them.
Yeah.
Yet sometimes at the same time he's picking on himself.
Making fun of himself.
I mean, it was just like the perfect mix of in your face.
Right.
I don't like you. You don't like me. Forget this.
But I love you.
Yeah, but I love you.
I know. I'll probably dream about you tonight. You know. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. So we had two really good MCs for our bouts. One was Ebony Hogan. Yep. So shout out to her. Awesome poet that she is. And then the guy, what was his name?
Isaac.
Isaac was awesome.
Yeah, I
energetic,
remember because he
well-dressed.
Is
both of them were well-dressed.
That's
which
important to you.
It is important to me.
Yeah.
Yes. So, fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how did you say you remembered his name?
Because I remember because he is the Slam Master for Spokane.
Okay. Okay.
And that's where eye whips are going
to
be.
Exactly. Yeah. And somebody who is talking to me right now is going to be one of the Columbus reps going
who?
To eye whips. You.
Oh, me.
You. Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah. So we'll get into that in a second.
Oh, we don't even have to do that.
But we will. Yeah. Whatever. But keep it right there, Gina. Hey, everybody, we go where you go. Download the new TTR Talktainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go, and it's free. Download today. All right, Gina, moving on with the recap. What's next? Because I know you got a list of things that you liked best.
Yeah, not necessarily in order.
Right.
But one thing that I really liked that I think they did this for the first time this year was the ASL, the American Sign Language.
Right.
Open mic.
Oh, exactly. It was, we went to that together. It was fantastic. I mean, and not only was the poems great, but it was an education on how poetry works with poets who are composing poems with sign language.
Right.
I mean, and for people who may not know, American Sign Language is not a direct translation of the English language.
It's its own language.
Using English words, but it's its own language. And one of the things is that they don't have verb tenses, like there's no past tense to say, like, it's I go. You know, we would say if it was yesterday, we would say I went. You know, I go today, I went yesterday. You know, I will go tomorrow, or I am going tomorrow for future. And so the education was that it's all present tense, but before you say anything, you just indicate, you just say past.
Right, you know, you use your hand to
say
indicate
past,
behind you.
Right.
And your hand forward to indicate
right.
future.
As you're signing, you know, whatever it is that you want to communicate. And so because of that, poetry then becomes different in American Sign Language. And so the featured deaf poet, as in not hearing, but not deaf poetry jam.
Right.
Although she was
She's
the first
deaf poet
on deaf poetry jam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. you know, was talking about, then it becomes one of the things that, that deaf poets are thinking about is the hand movement, how they're making the signs, how they look, the repetition of hand signs to mean the same thing or different things. And I thought that was a real education. And then after she composes her poems in sign language, she will then work with a hearing poet who understands sign language to translate it into English, you know, with as much beauty, so that those of us who are hearing and don't know sign language can also understand what's being said. That is a process.
Right.
Talking about rough drafts and edits. Oh, my goodness. To change a single idea, Gina, that is...
Right.
That is,
you can say something with one gesture or movement that requires more words.
Right.
Or some signs can mean more than one thing.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's the movement of the connection of this of the words.
Right.
That means more. And how do you put that into English?
Exactly. It is that. And it's like, I noticed that as the poets were signing their poems, it was like watching somebody share a poem with their whole body.
Right.
Which was, because sometimes the meaning is, you know, the look on their face as they're making a sign. Oh, okay, that's irony. She's mad. She is pissed off. So she is being sarcastic. She really doesn't mean that, you know? And so that, yeah, yeah.